Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Thought to Share. And pardon my voice. I've had a cold and coughing and stuff. And so, anyway, I'm a little froggy. Let me do my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me, and it's all around me. It's within all of us. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because we don't always know that we have it. And it seems difficult or feel hard when it's about yourself, because we just get so kind of mired in our shit, you know, and mired in our own what we think is our reality and caught up in stuff, you know. And but really, we have all those answers. All the answers to everything are really within us. And partly for me, I know, and I've talked about this a lot recently, about being present. A lot of it for me is being patient. It's funny. I'm actually like can be pretty patient around a lot of things, but I realize I'm not very patient when it comes to kind of letting things unfold. You know, I don't like being unsettled, and I'm you know, that's very human, of course. We like to know what's going to happen, or we like to know where we're going to go, or in my case right now, it's like where. It takes some patience, you know, to just let things unfold. And one of the things I've noticed over time is that occasionally I'll look back, and that can actually be very helpful, I've found, and encouraging, you know, to look back and see, you know, during maybe it was a period of time that felt difficult or just whatever, you know, look back and say a year ago at this time, blah, blah, you know, figure out what you were doing, remember what you were thinking or whatever. Because sometimes we're in the deep, dark, you know, morass. The angels are showing me the word morass. So we're buried deep, we're deep down. And, you know, you feel like, oh, my God, I'm never going to get out of this. And, the angels are showing me that they're throwing us a lifeline. They're throwing us a line. Like, oh, and they're all dressed up like they're rock climbers or ice climbers or whatever. they've got the, like, helmets on with headlamps, and they're shining the light for us. You guys are funny. Anyway, they're saying, listen, we're here to help. And really, you know, you can say that we exist angels, or you can say that it's your inner guidance. You can say God. You can say the universe. It doesn't really matter. They're telling me it doesn't matter, that it is all one. We are all one. And that, you know, you can call it an outward thing. You can call it an inward thing. They're saying it doesn't matter if you're an atheist or not an atheist or an agnostic or whatever, that we're all tapped into that, that we all can tap in to that inner knowing. And, you know, sometimes it helps to imagine that there is this outer help. And I don't know, I believe in angels, and so I see and hear the angels. So for me, that just kind of makes it fun. They're saying, they have said to me many times that whatever comes out of me is really from them, that we are all one, that there's no separation there. So anyway, with all that said, it's like been a really interesting time this last couple months. I've talked a little bit about, or maybe it was a lot, about the fact that my husband and I are going to be moving. And so we're just kind of, you know, taking the steps. You know, you take a step, then you kind of wait and see, okay, what's, am I supposed to take another step? Am I supposed to turn right? Am I supposed to turn left? Am I going forward? Am I going backward? And the angels are saying there is no backward, that even if it may appear or feel as though it's a backward movement, it's not. You're never going backward. Oh, they're wanting me to share again my vision that I had of my path. And so quite a few years ago, I had this, oh, just this beautiful, beautiful, comforting vision of my path. And they're saying that, the angels are saying that you too can have that vision, that just ask for the vision to come to you of your path. And so what I got was, I saw myself in a little boat, and I had no paddle, no, there was no motor or anything like that. It was actually very quiet and very peaceful. And I could see myself in this kind of deep, kind of like a river canyon, where with red rock walls going. I could look up. I had to crank my head back pretty far, but I could look up and I could see blue sky with occasional little white puffy clouds going by. And I could look forward and see a little bit, but I couldn't see very far because it was a very windy little river that I was on. And what I was told at the time, you know, from the angels or who internally or whatever it was that this was my path, that I was clearly on my path and that I was going forward. I couldn't see very far ahead. I didn't always know what was up front. I couldn't go backwards, that I was clearly on my path. I didn't have paddles or anything like that because you can't go any faster than you can go. And it was like this really comforting thing to me to know that I was on my path and that the outcome wasn't always clear in that immediate second. And the outcome, that means the end, is never completely clear. You know, even, you know, some might say death is the end, that's the outcome. But I don't even know if that's really the outcome, the end. Because really, what do we know? I mean, I don't think that death is necessarily end. So, but anyway, that's probably a whole other topic. So anyway, having this really comforting feeling of knowing I'm on my path. And so sometimes I'll look back and I'll see like a time that was, that I can easily conjure up that was traumatic for me, was about 8 or so, 9 years ago. I was fired from a job and I was in a profession that I'd loved, but it kind of was beating me. And so really what happened was that getting fired from that job, even though, you know, maybe it was wrong, maybe there were a lot of things going on that was, you know, I shouldn't have been fired or whatever. It doesn't even matter. That story doesn't even matter anymore. But it was perfect because basically how I finally looked at it was the universe released me from doing that kind of work. I used to be a human resource person. And because I care about people so much, I kept, basically, I've gotten either laid off or this last time I got fired because I kind of won't shut up about stuff. I have a really strong feeling about injustice and speaking up for people, and especially if people don't have their own voice, you know. So anyway, with that said, I can look back at that time, and when I got fired, it was super traumatic because whoever wants to get fired? I mean, that's like really, you know, a hard thing. But it came at a time, it was in 2008, and it came at a time when the economy was really down. So you think, oh my gosh, that's horrible. Well, really what ended up happening is I ended up getting unemployment insurance for a couple years. I mean, I felt so supported and taken care of by the universe. You know, I was looking for other work, but I was also seeing what else could I cultivate. You know, maybe there's another way for me. Maybe there's another job. Maybe there's another career. Maybe there's something else that I could do. And so I did, I spent a lot of time meditating and working on, I did a lot of social media stuff and and made some lovely connections, and just, you know, a lot of fun stuff unfolded out of that. And I realized that, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be not doing that human resource work anymore. It was beautiful on so many levels. I loved it. I love humans. But I was so happy to be released from not being in those environments where the companies I worked for, basically, and even organizations, because I did work public, private, et cetera, just kind of didn't really care about their people. Like anyway, so that's a whole other story. But my point here, after all this talking, is patience and letting things unfold. So that, I'm not sure how I got started on that. But anyway, there's so much power to being really present in what we're doing. And I must be talking about this a lot lately because I think it's challenging for me. I tend to be a kind of a multitasker, and my husband laughs. Even I'm brushing my teeth, and I'll think of something, and so I have to go do it right then and there. Well, I don't really have to go do it right then and there. So I believe that this sickness that's come up recently has really forced me to just rest and lay down and not do stuff. And my husband's really cute. He calls it SDSU, sit down and shut up. And he says that we're in lockdown mode. And today, I'm a lot better today. And he says, now listen, we're still in lockdown mode. And he's going out to do errands. And he says, okay, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to rest. He goes, you can't do anything but your radio show. That's it. You have to rest. So anyway, life is amazing and miraculous and interesting. And just, I'm just in awe of the whole thing. And I notice that as I get myself very present and enjoy each moment, it's just, I watch things unfold. And it's too soon to say yet about our housing situation, where we're going to move, but it's possible. I'm seeing some inklings that it might end up turning out even more exciting than what I had originally thought. Keep you posted on that. But anyway, I'm here. I've been talking all this time, and I see there's about 2.5 minutes left. So the angels are telling me they have a message, and they want me to do a chant. Okay. So, beloved, we are here to tell you that you are the most divine. And it's not just people who are listening right now. It's people who will listen later. And it's really basically the whole world. You know, we all have divinity within us and amazingness and so much awesomeness. And they're saying to take even just a few minutes every day and just kind of dwell in that awesomeness.
90 seconds.
Ponder the beauty that is you, that it's so important to see yourself that way, because what it does is it radiates out, and it love thy neighbor as thyself. And I've always said, if you don't love yourself, how can you love your neighbor? Or if you think of yourself as, you know, bad, or you think of yourself as ugly or whatever, then that's how you're going to see your neighbor. So anyway, love yourself, honor yourself. And the lady said there's only about 60 seconds. So I'm going to do a quick chant. And she's saying that what I'm getting is to do the Mul Mantra, which is grounding in the root chakra. Ekonkar Satanam Karta Purk Nirbo Nirver Kalmurit Ajuni Saibangur Prasad Jap Had Such to God Such Heavy Such Nanakahosi Be Such. And that was for a final That's a, for a final healing of the root chakra that I worked on last night with a group. So, but that's for everyone. That's part of healing your root chakra, the base of who you are and how you feel about yourself. So anyway, time's up. Oh my goodness, that was fast. That was fun. I hope you're all having a beautiful, lovely day, and many blessings to you all.